Welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shelley North, and with over a decade of clinical expertise in the areas of pelvic floor conditions, lymphatic conditions, and chronic neurological diseases, I have a wealth of medical knowledge that I want to share with you all. In this podcast, I will answer the most common questions I receive from clients, family members, and fellow clinicians. Our purpose is not only to answer questions, but to educate you so you can make the best decision for your optimal health. This podcast is perfect to listen on your way home from work, while you're on your daily walk, or just taking 15 and 20 minutes for yourself. Again, welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast, and get ready for us to guide you to optimal health. Hi, and welcome back to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be all about conservative treatment and what that means, what's included for those that have the diagnosis or suspecting lymphedema or lipedema. So first, we need to get into what does conservative really mean, right? And so as a physical therapist and certified lymphedema therapist, this is totally within our wheelhouse. Typically, we try to just make it layman's terms of, okay, is it surgical intervention or not? Is it invasive, like they need to break the skin? Is it minimally invasive when they have to do that kind of procedure? Or are we not even breaking the skin and doing anything surgical? And that's where we fall more into conservative measures. So, within that, with lymphedema and lipedema, you really want to make sure within your village of providers to have a good, trusted, certified lymphedema therapist. Now, for those that have lipedema or suspecting that, you're like, well, what is that? Well, take a peek at my other podcasts and get into the differences between the two and within their presentations and a little different treatments. But there are some, not really some, there are a ton of conservative measures that a certified lymphedema therapist is well-versed in, that is the kind of primary provider in order to deliver those services. And if it's not within, you know, their specific wheelhouse, and we'll get into that in a moment, they have their village of allied healthcare providers that they can refer to. So a certified lymphedema therapist is the absolute expert in what we call complete decongestive therapy or treatment, or CDT. So many letters. A CLT knows what CDT is, and they're the ones that provide you that therapy and service and treatment. So complete decongestive therapy is mainly used for those with lymphedema because of that fluid, but we also utilize these similar techniques for lipedema as well to ensure the lymphatic system underneath is alive and healthy and running at an efficient pace. So what are some of those non-surgical, non-invasive treatments that we do? Well, first, we look at skin and nail care. It is absolutely crucial. We're looking at this because guess what, guys? Your skin is the largest organ in your body, or on your body, really. And it is the huge protector of your organs, your blood vessels, your lymphatic vessels, your bones, ligaments, tendons, the whole nine yards. The skin is the armor that we carry, and we need to make sure that it is alive and well hydrated, well moisturized, and we want to make sure that we have some good moisturizers or lotions from the external hydration of that. And then I also am looking at the hydration internally of how much water our clients are drinking. So we're coming up as I'm recording this podcast, it is on the brink of summer here in Northern Virginia. And so we really want to make sure whatever hydration you were doing during the winter months from the really dry season, here we are coming into the summer and we're going to be sweating. It's going to be hot. We really need to make sure we're replenishing that hydration, that liquid. And that fluid will not only help with hydrating and plumping up our tissues on the inside, but will also help thin out that really stagnant fluid from lymphedema to thin it out to get it moving. So hydration, the skin, making sure the nails are also, you know, cut or filed down. So we're not, number one, messing up our compression garments by creating runs and tears, but also just making sure we're not, you know, if we do need to have a quick little scratch or itch, we're not breaking the skin. For those clients that have really fragile skin, this is really, really important that we're addressing this as providers to make sure there's no risk of infection. Just because of that frail skin that's really thin, we want to make sure it is very well protected and that we're caring for it. For those that have other medical things on board, like diabetes, we want to make sure that our client are doing daily skin checks. If that client were to also have a really extensive or progressed form of lymphedema or lipedema, and there are some skin folds, you really want to make sure the skin that's within that fold is being well, you know, hygiene there. It's being cleaned, it's being dried, there isn't any irritation in there. Another thing that certified lymphedema therapists educate are signs of infection. So, you know, sometimes we're doing everything that we can, but maybe sometimes there is that little tear or a little skin break, you know, in there, or the skin got so dry that there's a crack. We really want to educate our clients that, be an advocate. If you're noticing some redness or swelling or a lot of pain or maybe some more oozing, that could be a sign of infection, and to hop on that antibiotic for possible cellulitis as soon as possible. Whenever a client, I see that observation, I'm really educating them of saying, hey, you don't need to wait for me to come to help you out here. You know, we can connect virtually, but then you also want to make sure, hey, go, you know, to an urgent care patient first or whatever it may be that's close to you. Maybe call up your primary care provider. If they've been previously connected with the wound care specialist, we really want to make sure these folks are getting on top of these infections as soon as possible, because we don't want it to become a systemic issue. We don't want them to be within the hospital having to get, you know, further maybe IV antibiotics or anything, that we're trying to prevent that. So it's good skin and nail care with hydration, skin checks, and education of what an infection may look like, or possibly a blood clot presentation may look like. We really want to make sure that's being well addressed, because that often is what clients with lymphedema go to the doctor for, and they develop some sort of skin change like that. And we want to prevent that from happening as best we can. Moving on, we want to make sure within the conservative treatment realm that we're getting that manual lymphatic drainage. Okay, we really want to decongest those lymphatics, get it flowing to the lymph nodes in the right direction, the right cadence, and the right pressure, so that fluid can get moving, it can be filtered through, it can be circulated through to the circulatory system, to your kidneys, to your bladder, and out it goes. So the D in CDT is decongestive. So we want to get that manual lymphatic drainage treatment on board. This is where there are a ton of educational videos out there, which is fantastic. I highly, highly recommend that you take that education. If you take a peek at those videos, you're like, oh, I can do that myself. Fantastic. We also want to make sure that you are consulting with a certified lymphedema therapist to make sure you're doing it correctly in the right direction, or if there's any modifications that you might need to implement because there might be a previous scar, or you might have some range of motion issues. So I love when clients come to me saying, hey, I checked out this video and do you think I'm doing it right? Oh, I love them. And great. That means they're an advocate. They are motivated. I love it. I'm like, yeah, let's check it out. Let's take a session and make sure we're doing it correctly. Or you know what? We need maybe just need to modify a little bit. I take a video, rewrite it down, a handout. I'm educating a care partner if needed. So it is great daily conservative treatment of manual lymphatic drainage. Another conservative treatment that we do as CLTs is being able to prescribe a appropriate compression garment and or compression pump. We want to help with that decongestion, and we also want to help with that containment of the limb or area where you are decongesting with pump and MLD, and then we want to get the right fit garment. So this is where maybe researching online and buying something off of like a wholesaler that, oh yeah, it said it's a compression garment and it was only like $12. Well, sometimes cheaper in this arena doesn't always mean better. So again, hooking in with a CLT within your area so they can properly measure you and they can probably recommend the best compression garment that is appropriate for you. And give you also options. So if there is a financial component, they can say, hey, this is the gold standard, but maybe here are some other options that are still going to get the best bang for your buck and provide you that decongestive aspect and containment so it does not progress to a worse condition. All right. There is that. Now, before the garment, sometimes your CLT would require the compression bandaging. So this is the more intensive phase of the CDT or the complete decongestive treatment or therapy is we may need to enlist that compression bandaging first to really get that containment down in order to have a better fitting maintenance phase with a compression garment. So we want to make sure that may be implemented for those that are in the higher stage lymphedema presentations. We absolutely require compression bandaging before getting an appropriate garment. For those that are in this stage 0 or 1, where it is maybe reversible, we more or less go straight to a compression garment to maintain that. So definitely consult your CLT regardless to make sure you're getting a proper garment, that you can get it on and off okay. Or do we need to help train somebody? Do we need to get a donning or doffing aid to help you get it on and off? Okay. Another consideration within conservative treatment is your overall mobility. We want to use our muscles and our joints to keep them moving so they don't get so stiff. Our muscles are the interior pump system for your lymphatic vessels to get that fluid moving from the inside. We use the MLD or the manual lymphatic drainage technique to get the superficial lymphatics flowing from the outside. And from internally, we get that movement from the muscles pumping on the inside. So this is absolutely crucial that you consult with a certified lymphedema therapist that can best prescribe and recommend the mobility exercises that are appropriate for you, okay? There are, yes, a ton of videos that are out there, and I think it's fabulous that people are looking at those videos and they go to their therapist and say, hey, is this one good for me? Oftentimes, it is. However, we do want to continue progressing. So as that lymphatic decongestion is happening, now maybe you can move that knee or that ankle or that elbow or wrist a little bit more, and let's keep progressing it. And that's the therapist in us. Okay, we always want to progress you along, okay? So as the swelling goes down, we want to keep those joints moving. We want to keep those muscles pumping. That is absolutely a huge conservative treatment that we implement. Also, we look at dietary considerations. I do like to refer to a local dietitian or nutritionist who has experience within lymphedema and lymphedema. I think that is a huge additive to our conservative treatment world. And I do know maybe a little bit, you know, that we know salt and sugar intake affects fluid retention. Especially within our diabetic populations. But it is something to definitely consider for just overall health as well. We know there are some inflammatory processes with some foods that can occur. So we do want to make sure what we are intake, not just hydration, but what are we eating, really does have an effect on how we retain fluid. So we absolutely implement dietary considerations within the conservative treatment world. Within the lipedema clients, I am also adding in possible dry brushing, which is a desensitization technique. It is very soft, much like the manual lymphatic drainage. Sometimes I combo them. We're using a dry brush to give some of that desensitization from the hypersensitive skin that's there, and we're getting some lymphatic flow. But oftentimes I am kind of separating those two. So there is dry brushing, and there is a certain technique that your CLT can implement there. Also, there might be some need for a harder manual technique in preparation for surgery that I like to implement. So within lipedema, it is that really harder fibrotic adipose tissue that's right underneath the skin. And in preparation for surgery, I like to implement some of those harder myofascial techniques where we're really kind of digging in, like that kind of deep tissue massage technique. But then immediately after, do a manual lymphatic drainage. We can get into that in more detail in another podcast, wink, wink. But those different manual techniques within the lipedema population, I do implement as conservative treatment if it's appropriate. I also implement a vibration plate recommendation. There are some of my clients that live and breathe by a vibration plate, whether they start sitting and having their legs on it, or then maybe progress into a standing position. This kind of helps mimic the muscles activating and turning on, trying to help with that movement of the fluid, the movement of that fibrotic adipose tissue. And it helps to desensitize, I think, as well. We have to consider there are sensation issues going on with the lipedema client. And if that very small vibration, they're not sitting here rocking and rolling on a plate or a platform. They are, it's very low vibration. And with that little bit, it helps to desensitize the skin a little bit as well. And hey, if the client feels good on it, go for it. I think it's fantastic and they feel better. There, like I said, some clients that live and breathe by those vibration plates, it makes them feel better. They become consistent with it. They then maybe can do some mobility exercises on it. That way it's a win-win situation. I think it's fabulous. So when appropriate, I implement dry brushing and vibration plates. We absolutely want to implement some post-operative education for those clients within the lipedema world that do move forward to surgical intervention, which is invasive. There are the conservative approaches for post-op as well, you know, as all the pre-op work. So post-operative, we're looking at that swelling management from the surgery. We're maybe upgrading the compression garments and mobility because post-operatively, their limbs are now a different shape. They now can maybe move more, which is fabulous. And so we want to keep that going. So I say all of this, that this is no means absolutely everything. It really depends on the client. And this is where the client needs to make sure that they are hooking in with a certified lymphedema therapist as part of their team, part of their conservative treatment team, because these techniques will not only serve them temporarily, but also for long-term benefits for overall health. It really depends on the state and on insurance reimbursements and whether or not you need an order for this, especially for lymphatic maintenance or for lipedema surgical coverage. So sometimes I do these conservative measures and document for as an advocate and as documentation for surgical coverage for insurance. That some insurances out there require that folks have to go through these conservative treatments in order for the insurance to cover that more invasive procedure. Whether or not you use surgery for lymphatic care or for lip edema, these conservative approaches, as you can see, aren't just great for overall health. Good skin and nail care, great hydration, great decongestion of your lymphatic system through multiple manual techniques, as well as through appropriate garment use and pump use, potentially. Also for mobility, different exercises, and dietary considerations, and any kind of desensitization techniques with dry brushing and vibration plate. So I hope you guys learned a bunch about conservative treatment for those that have or maybe suspect lymphedema and lipedema. Of course, if you have any further questions, you're more than happy to comment on this or email me and absolutely consult a local certified lymphedema therapist near you. And until next time, guys, take care. Thank you all so much for listening to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. Continue to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Shirley North. Check out my website at www.northstardpt.com, or I encourage you to email me any other questions about these topics, and it can be featured on a future podcast at snorth@northstardpt.com. Again, thank you all so much. And thank you for letting North Star Physical Therapy be your guiding light to your optimal health.